Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore, Jaya Kishore Kishore. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya. Nittai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nittai Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Premanande, Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sata Simali Jivangris He Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parirajakara Stotra Sata Simali Jivangris Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Gaur Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirahe Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 14th chapter, text 47. Chapter entitled The King Puruva Enchanted by Urvasi. Text 47. Thank you, Giridhari Prabhu, for writing last. Tena yajeta yajneshum Bhagavatam madokshajam Urvasi lokam anvichan Sarva devam mayam harim Tena yajeta yajneshum Bhagavantam Madokshajam Urvasi Lokam Anvichan Sarva Deva Mayam Harim Tena Yajneta Yajnesham Bhagavantam Madokshajam Urvasi lokam anvichan sarva devam mayam harim. Tena yajeta ignisham bhagavatam madokshajam. Urvasi lokam anvichan sarva devam mayam harim. Tena yajeta ignisham bhagavantam madokshajam. Urvasi lokam anvichan sarva devam mayam harim. Tena yajeta ignisham bhagavantam madokshajam. Urvasi lokam anvichan sarva devam mayam harim. Tena yajeta ignisham bhagavantam madokshajam. Urvasi lokam anvichan sarva devam mayam harim. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Word to word meaning, Tena, by generating such a fire, Agnyeta, he worshipped Yajna Isham, the master or the enjoyer of the Yajna, Bhagavantam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adokshajam, beyond the perception of the senses, Urvasi Lokam, to the planet where Urvasi was staying, Anvichan, although desiring to go, Sarva Deva Mayam, the reservoir of all demigods, Harim, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation: by the means of that fire, Pururava, who desired to go to the planet where Urvasi resides, performed a sacrifice by which he satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, the enjoyer of the result of sacrifice. Thus he worshipped the Lord, who is beyond the perception of the senses and is the reservoir of all the demigods. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Voktaram Yagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. Any loka or planet to which one wants to go is the proprietor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the enjoyer of the performance of sacrifice. The purpose of Yajna is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, as we have explained many times, the Yajna, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the only sacrifice that can satisfy the Supreme Lord. When the Lord is satisfied, one can fulfill any desire, material or spiritual. Bhagavad Gita 3.14 also says, Yajnat Bhavanti Parjanya, by offering sacrifice to Lord Vishnu, one can have all sufficient rainfall. When there is sufficient rainfall, the earth becomes fit to produce everything. Sarva Karma Bhoga Mahim. If one can utilize the land properly, one can get all the necessities of life from the land, including food, grains, fruits, flowers, vegetables. Everything one gets from the material wealth is produced from the earth, and therefore it is said, Sarva Kama Dukkha Mahi, Bhagavatam 1.10.4. Everything is possible by performance of Yajna. Therefore, although Pruruva desired something material, he factually performed yajna to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is adokshaya, beyond the perception of the Puruva and everyone else. Consequently, some kind of yajna must be performed to fulfill the desires of the living entity. Yajna can be performed in human society only when society is divided by varanashrama dharma into the four varanas and the four ashramas. Without such a regulative process, no one can perform yajna, and without performance of yajna, no material plans can make human society happy at any time. Everyone should therefore be included to perform yajna. In this age of Kali, the yajna is recommended is Sankirtana, the individual or collective chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This will bring the fulfillment of all necessities for human society. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurunnitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatharanam Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadati Svapadantit. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanusate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Before I start, I seek humble respect, obeisances unto them, all the Vaishnavas who are assembled here, giving me a chance to glorify Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you so much. So, though I don't have any qualification or speak of this Sankirtan Yajna, I got some chance to glorify and to purify my existence. Thank you very much. So, in this purport, we see Srila Prabhupada is mentioning about most his focus is on Sankirtana Yajna. In the Bhagavatam, it is said that Krishna Varanam Tusha Krishnam Shango Pangasya Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Ipraye Jajantihi Sumedasa. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come as an avatar to destroy them, demons, and to protect the devotees. Correct. So, in the age of Kali, everybody has some good qualities and some bad qualities, right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came particularly to glorify the holy name of the Lord, to give a chance to everybody to chant the holy name, so that whatever the bad qualities they have, it can be wiped away without any endeavor. Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can purify our existence, because no other yajna is performed in this age of Kali. So, to satisfy Krishna, what we have to do is, whatever we are doing, we should offer in the mode of sacrifice. We do our daily regular activities, and it is not by to satisfy our senses, to satisfy our desire. When we do focus on satisfy our senses and desires, like tongue, belly, genitals, it is directly towards sense gratification. When you do in the mood of sacrifice, of performance of yajna, offering to the Lord, and you don't have any karma for that. For example, we see in our temple, like we are living in the temple and we are living in the household life, the center point is how to satisfy Krishna, and center point is Krishna. And whereas materialistic person have center point is sense gratification. When materialistic life leads the center point sense gratification, it becomes karagraha. It's like a jail. So you'll be all kind of miseries and all kind of distress. But whereas devotee's house center point is Krishna. So what is difference between the materialistic life and devotee's life is, whatever he do, he keeps in mind, okay, this is, I'm gonna eat, but before eating I should offer to Krishna. That will comes in his mind. But whereas materialistic, how I can enjoy anything? That was the goal. So when materialistic lead a life of sense gratification, ultimately senses will give distress. They don't, you know, it is never get satisfied. It's keep on going. One may say, I can enjoy my senses unlimitedly, but your senses has limited enjoyment. For example, if you want to listen to music, karmi music, film music or Bollywood or Hollywood, so how long you can hear? For 10 days, 20 days, after 1 year you get bored. So where we are here, every day, morning, evening, night, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but still we are not getting, we are not losing the taste. Though we say that, Prabhu, I don't have a taste, but still every day morning we take up chanting and chant enthusiastically. Here I would like to narrate a story where material senses have limited. You know, in India, we see, I think most of them knows Akbar and Birbal story, right? Who is Akbar and who is Birbal? So Akbar is the, okay, Giridhari maybe. Akbar was the famous king. He was a Muslim king, famous king. And he has an intelligent minister. His name is Birbal. So one time Akbar called, he called Birbal. So he was asking same question. So how long we can enjoy material sensation? Then he was asking about specifically lust. When this lust will go away? And Birbal said, no, lust will not go away till you die. How can you say this? Then he showed that tomorrow you can come with me, and while coming bring your daughter. So they both went to a hut where old man is sleeping on his dead bed, is almost dying. So when he saw a king and minister, he was not opening his eyes, and they brought his daughter also along with him. As soon as he saw his daughter, then he opened eyes widely and started seeing. Then Akbar said that, oh, I got an answer. So then they went back. So this disease which is in the heart, it will not go very easily unless until you take up the strong chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. So this Sankirtana Yajnam is specifically why it is mentioned, because people in this age of Kali, you know, they don't have a time, and their age is short, and their memory is strong. Memory is very short. Prayana alapa isha कलोस्मिन् युगे जन मंदास मंद मदयो मंद भाग्य उपातिष्ठ. सो इन दिस एज द क्वालिफिकेशन ऑफ द पर्सन इज गिवेन ऑलरेडी इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम. जस्ट वाई यू नो द पीपल दे लिव प्रायण अल्पायुष, देर एज इज वेरी शॉर्ट. Kalo always fighting, Yugejana, Manda, and their misfortune always. They don't have any good fortune. Sumanda and their memory is also very short. So at this condition, what else he can do? This is a qualification. It is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when we have that such kind of qualification, ultimately one has to take the shelter of the holy name. There is no other way. These things we hear every day regularly, but it is not convinced deeply. We say Hare Krishna mantra is the most powerful, and it gives all kind of fulfill all kinds of desires. But we see in our regular life also, while chanting Hare Krishna, while you know doing 16 rounds, there are so many thoughts coming into our mind, right? So many thoughts coming. And our mind is always, you know, thinking of those thoughts, and our mind is never present. It is always focusing on future and focusing on past, but it is not present. So in that process, have you any of you experienced that while chanting you think of prasadam? Right? So immediately that prasadam manifests in the kitchen. Have you any experienced that? I have experienced. Sometimes when I chant, I think of some eating, so they immediately it appears, or somebody or the other, they will give, you know, Prabhu, I brought for you. Right? So this is the power of the holy name. So while chanting, we should be very, very careful. So why? Because it's like a Namachintamani. It's like a touchstone. Namachintamani rasa vigraha purna shuddho nitya mukto abhinnatmam namanam. Whatever you desire while chanting, sometimes it will get fulfilled. And whatever the ultimate desire of the chanting is to get the love of Godhead, it will have some time. It will take some time. It depends upon your sincerity. Like, we see there are so many stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the famous story was Hunter. You know Hunter? There is a famous hunter. He was killing the animal half. He was not killing fully. So in the meanwhile, when he was killing the half, it is suffering so badly. By seeing the situation, Narad Muni came and asked, why you are killing half? Why can't you kill full? Then he said that my father taught me this much only, that's why I'm continuing. Do you think if you do that you'll go to hell? Then he was bewildered. So what shall I do? Then he, Narad Muni told him, chant the name of Ram. He couldn't chant the name of Ram. Then he was only chanting Mara. Because in Hindi, Mara means die. So he was chanting Mara, 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 Mara. Slowly he came to the chanting the holy name of the Lord. Then he asked another question before he chanting. Swamiji, whatever you told is okay, but what about my basic necessities, food, shelter, home? You don't worry about that. You just go to a Ganges, near the bank of the Ganges, and chant this name. So while he was chanting, whole village came to know that this hunter has changed his life. Then whole village brought him all kinds of foodstuffs and they gave him shelter. So this is the power of the holy name. It's not that only we chant for our daily necessities, but the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can fulfill all the desires. This is mentioned in this age of Kali. The same messages, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam in a different ways. Why? Because the conditioned soul is entrapped in this material world since from time immemorial. From 84 lakhs of species, it is entrapped. Just like a criminal was presented in the court, so lawyer gonna ask same question in a different way. to provoke him to tell the truth, right? If we ask him, did you do this? Then he will say no. So then he will ask him, did you go there? Did you sit there? And did you see that person? In a different ways, he tries to bring the criminal what he has done, committed mistakes. Similarly, the Bhagavatam gives an answer, gives a different, the same messages but in a different way. So we see the in this purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioned about the sacrifice. So we do different kinds of sacrifice. We sacrifice our time, we sacrifice our energy, we sacrifice our money. But we should know what is the purpose of the sacrifice. And at the same time, why we are doing the sacrifice. What is the goal of our sacrifice? If you are just keep on doing without having any goal, without having any motive, you just call as Shramaya Vai Kevalam. They are just like, if somebody asks why you are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because it is said by somebody, because it is said by these monks in the temple, that's why I am chanting. Initially that may be encouraged, but over a time of period, you should know what is the purpose of the chanting. That's why we read every day 10 offenses chanting. Why? It's not that we don't have a memory to remember, but if you carefully observe, somewhere or the other we are doing some mistakes. You know, we are not following 10 instructions given in the holy name. We offend devotee, or we speculate, or we do interpretation of the shastras, and we, while chanting holy name, we commit many offenses. But how to overcome offenses? By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and by regularly chanting every day Hare Krishna mantra, by that we can overcome. See, we may have in our life our best friend and best guru. We may have, before coming to Krishna consciousness movement, everybody has best friend, right? And everybody has best mother, best father, and whoever may be. But in Kevalashtakam it is mentioned, sa guru sa pita chapi sa mata bandhuvo pisa sakshayet cheta sada smartam harinama evai kevalam. If a guru is not giving you, asking you to chant holy name, you should not consider him as a guru. And mata, mother, father, if mother or father is not encouraging you to chant or giving the holy name or supporting whatever you do, it's, and also they are not considered as real mother and real father. And bandhuopi, bandhu means relatives. If the relatives are not encouraging you, you are not supporting you, then they are, should be not considered as a relative. So only the everything is given by Harinam. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, you will get a best guru, you will get a best relatives, you will get everything. And it is not the other way, that you should not respect your father, mother, relatives. You should respect them, but certain limit. And whatever they say, you should follow them. But if it is not fulfilling, you know, sacrifice, if it is not dovetailing towards Harinam, then at some point you should stop them. Then you should again go back and seek the devotees' association and chant the holy name. So while chanting the holy name, we may commit so many offenses, but while same mantra, when you chant again and again, we can have chances to overcome those offenses. But the best example is Ajamila. So Ajamila, while chanting, he has committed four defects. He has four defects. First, when he was chanting, he was not chanting throughout his life Hare Krishna mantra. At the time of death, he is chanting. That is first. And second is, he is not chanting towards the Lord. He was not calling to the Lord. He was calling his son, Narayan. And third one is, he did not follow four regulative principles. Right? And fourth one is, he never followed any Shastra's injunctions. So having these four defects, still he got liberation, still he realized himself. Whereas one may ask, so Prabhu, we are chanting from last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, are we committing offenses? Right. But there is a Acharyas mentioned that Ajamila was, he was not aware of the glory of the holy name. When he was not aware of one, nobody, when someone is not aware of the holy glories of the holy name, when they committed mistakes, then that is not considered as a mistake, committing offense at the holy name. When you know the, this, these are the mistakes we doing, then even after knowing the mistakes, then if you still go ahead and commit mistakes, that is considered as a sin. So that where you should be carefully avoided. Avoid the, while chanting the holy name. Like, for example, when we do Sankirtan, nobody will fall asleep. When you do Sankirtan Yajna on the road, like we do Sankirtan Yajna with Mrudang, Kartal and everything, we never commit any, we never fall any sleep. I hope so, right? Because it is a big loudspeaker. But when you are chanting alone, in the association of the devotee, and association of the devotees, there are chances of falling asleep. So, that is, that leads to offensive, inattentive chanting. So why we are doing inattentive chanting? Means because the first thing is that we don't, first I submit myself, I don't have a taste for that holy name. When you have a taste for the holy name, definitely you will chant. Just for example, I'll give, so many people they said that Prabhu, I am tired last night, that was my problem, so that's why I am falling asleep. So if you ask the same person, if you bring him while when he was tired, when he don't have any energy, at the same time, if you bring him a nice cake, will he be said, oh Prabhu, I am tired, I don't want this. You will become immediately alert, enthusiastic. Oh, I want it, okay. Similarly, the chanting of the holy name is like that. So when we chant, we'll, because we are not hearing properly. When you don't hear properly, that's where you fall asleep. I heard from Gauranga Prabhu, there are three P's while chanting, so that you can avoid falling asleep. First P is your posture. You should be straight. That is first P. And second P is pronounce properly. When you pronounce properly, you don't fall asleep. Just like if I pronounce properly, the words which I am pronouncing, that sound which I am vibrating, it will goes to my ears and it will make me alert. If I say Giridhari, he will be alert, right? If he say my name, I will be alert. So that is pronunciation. You should have proper pronunciation. And third P is pace. You should be in a correct pace, in a correct, you should maintain that speed, whatever speed you are chanting. So if you apply this small principle in your life while chanting the holy name, then there are less chances of falling asleep. Because we understand when during the festival time we get tired, and it's not that every day we have festival, right? And when we have a festival, there are chances, okay, Prabhu, really tired and I cannot do anything. Then you should not push chanting while sleeping. Also, okay, let me finish this chanting. The, what we are doing here, we are finishing that service. You know, we are killing. Let me finish him. That where you use that context, finish that context, we can finish him. That means you are not going to chant from tomorrow or what? You are going to chant next day also. This is a lifelong process. So first of all, we should remember this sadhana is not a short-term goal. It should be a long-term goal. It should not be that, okay, after 6 months I am stop chanting because I have something to do. No, it is a long-term goal. So when you have a long-term goal, you should be always keep hearing glories of the Holy Name, and that will bring you, you know, avoiding offenses while chanting. So here the process of the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is very simple and very easy. Whereas we see in Satya Yugam, Dhruva Maharaj, he was also chanting Holy Name of the Lord, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. But he, while chanting, he performed all kinds of austerities. First, when he started this tapasya, when he took up the vow, I will chant the Holy Name, he gave up, first thing he gave up his food. He was eating only fruits. And next month he gave up fruits. He ate only leaves, dry leaves. And next he gave up that to eating dry leaves. He just living on the water. And after that he gave up water also. He was just breathing. But we have not got that much austerity. We have a prasadam 3 times. And we had all kinds of facilities. And we are not asking, nobody is asked to chant Holy Name on the standing your toe. Right? You should sit and chant. You can walk and chant. But you avoid the offenses. He got perfection in the 6 months, Dhruva Maharaj. Because he was chanting sincerely. Because he has that determination. We can also have that determination. Provided we should avoid offenses while chanting the Holy Name. What we are doing is, we should observe the mind when you are chanting, where it is going. When you observe mind and try to avoid the offenses, then you can overcome those offenses. The problem is that we observe the mind and we are not trying to avoid the chanting offenses at the Holy Name. We are just continuing, keep on doing. But we are not doing something for that. It is not offense sleeping, you know, it is not offense while chanting, sleeping, it is not an offense. But continuing that, continuing that mistake for a long time, it's called offense. If you are not doing something to that, to avoid. When you are doing something to overcome that offense, then it will consider as no more offenses. Right? So these are the points I have summarized. So I think it's 8:16. I cut short by here because I don't have much realization. Whatever I got in my mind, I just shared. If you have any questions, comments, okay.
Thank you for class. I'm wondering, you mentioned the point that we can become purified more fast if, depending on our sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like our intensity of our focus and things like that. So I'm wondering if you have any understanding of how that can be developed, and like if there's like any tips and or anything like that to become more sincere, or what does it mean to be sincere, or it's not necessarily like an external thing, like you can, you know, chant like really fast, really hard, or like put your whole body into it or something like that, but that's not necessarily like what it means to make like chant, like to make advancement in chanting. So if you have any tips.
You're asking my realizations on that. Sincerely means what? Sincerely, how to be sincere?
Yeah, how to improve chanting.
Can you repeat question again for me?
How to become more sincere in chanting, basically.
Prabhu can answer it.
Hare Krishna. So very nice question. Mm-hmm. Well, the first, we have to understand that we are trying to cross these material oceans, and the only way is chanting of this holy name. And then if we don't focus, just like an example, if we give, just like everybody is in a school or college, and we know that exam will come. Now, if we don't focus on study, then what will happen? Are we going to get passed or fail? We're going to get failed because we're not concentrating on our study. Similarly, if we don't concentrate on chanting, then we're going to fail in our final exams. When the time of death will come, we'll not be able to chant. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, that's why we have to be very sincere for chanting. Second thing is that, just like we are chanting, you're trying to focus on chanting. Similarly, Krishna also is trying to look at us. It's not like a one-way street. It's a two-way street. So Krishna is also watching us when we're chanting. So if Krishna is present, just like you are standing in front of me and I'm talking about you, but then my attention is somewhere else, how do you feel? Right? So, in same manner, we have to see that while we are chanting, Krishna is also watching us, so we better focus on our chanting. Hare Krishna.
Thanks. Thank you, Prabhu, for your sharing realization. What I got in my mind is, like once Srila Prabhupada was also asked the same question by journalists, how you became a devotee? Then Prabhupada replied, how you became a journalist? By associating with the journalists and by talking with them and by being them, you became a journalist. And same person asked, how you became a sincere? Then Prabhupada replied, by associating with the sincere persons and by talking to them, by sharing realization, then you become a sincere. So it is said that when chanting is a big realization, where you cannot say I have perfected my chanting. No, every time is a struggle for the mind. The main focus is, like every day we see that Achaman Charanamrut part, it is nobody is putting dust on that from the outside. Nobody is contaminating, but still it gets contaminated. Every day we need to wash it. Similarly, it's over time of period by sincerely being efforting our focusing energy, then we will become more sincere. That is what I heard, and whatever you comes, so you can apply in your life. So applying things in our life is most important. Thank you. Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for explaining the Harinam in a very simple way, giving a lot of examples. Appreciate. Yeah, one of the quotes Prabhupada gives of his spiritual master, his Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, mm-hmm. There's a marriage party going on, and the anchor is on the whole night he's rowing the boat. But then in the morning they're seeing they're not reaching the destination. But in the morning they see the anchor is on the
bank of the...
Yeah, anchor is not removed. Same day, the anchor within the heart should be. Anartha should go. Mm-hmm. So we hold up to many things. So
Thank you for sharing. Hare Krishna. Prabhu has something. Prabhuji. Prabhu has something.
Hare Krishna. So, in the chanting we are discussing, we have to understand that we have to try to focus our mind on this chanting. And if we are not focusing, it means that we have to see how our mind is wandering everywhere else. Understand the nature of the mind. which is always constantly going here and there, here and there, here and there. So, in order to focus our chanting, whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, we have to bring our mind into that activity. See, that is why when we do activities, the mind should be focused. Otherwise, it's always a problem. When the time of chanting comes, then it goes everywhere else. So, the nature of the mind is always flickering. So, the chanting is one way to bring our mind back to the chanting process. And then understand that because of this mind, we got all these bodies. Mind is the main cause of the suffering of the living entity. And because of this mind, we got these 8.4 million species of lives, and then so as to wonder each and every species of life, just because of this mind. So understanding the gravity of the mind's activities and then mind flickering nature, we have to understand that bring this mind back to the process of chanting. And also understand that mind is also is one kind of our enemy also. It's not our friend. When it goes out of our control, then it's our enemy. And just like an enemy, just like an example, that if the police catch the criminal, how they will treat the criminal? They will keep it like that, or they will cuff it up with the chain, everything, right? So how we do that? How we do our mind, we bind the mind in a such a way that it doesn't go away. So that's why the rules and regulations are there. These are all try to control the mind back to Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srimad Prabhupada Ki.